Now that's weird. If you love the paranormal, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, abductions, anything of that ilk, you should be a member of the above topsecret.com forum. The ATS forums contain the very best and the latest in news of the paranormal, and now that's weird has its own forum within the ATS setup. So get on there now at abovetopsecret.com and see what you've been missing.
Dick, have fun, quail on him. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now that's weird. I spend my evenings on the Above Top Secret Forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to...
Hi, you're back with me, Ross Hemsworth. We're in the second hour of the show, and my guest is Simon Gray from the AboveTopSecret.com forum. Now, during the break, another email popped in here for you, Simon, so if I can just quickly read that out to you. It comes from someone who calls himself Picklewash. Do you believe Project Serpo to be real? Well, of course, we've already dealt with that. And what is your favourite conspiracy theory currently on the forum?
Favourite conspiracy theory? Oh, God, I have a lot of them. I'm not one who's really into the new conspiracy theories. I always like to stick to the old ones, and one of my favorites has always been the Roswell video conspiracy, which, so everyone knows, I think is a fake, but I like the idea of that one nonetheless.
Okay, well, I've got one to put to you now, because next week we have Brad Sabrell on the show, who's made the moon hoax movie called Did We Go? And I was watching it the other day, and I must admit, it's thrown new light on the evidence to say we never went to the moon. Do you have a take on this one?
The moon one is, in fact, one that I have very much been interested in, along with the other ones. The funny thing with this one is there's so much to support that we didn't go, and so much to support that we did go. So I don't think people can draw a 100% conclusion of one or the other. There's so many different little bits and pieces of information to support both sides.
This is true. I think if you watch this video, it does tend to throw a lot of evidence. I mean, one obviously is the radiation barrier that they would have had to go through. And the second one, of course, is this lighting thing, which keeps coming up on the moon, about the lighting being from four angles, like a stage lighting. And the other thing that intrigued me with it was also they showed the day two on the moon, and they superimposed it over day one, and the background was exactly the same, and yet they were supposed to be in a different part of the moon. And also one other thing was that when they were showing the vision of the Earth as they were travelling towards the moon, they also showed clips from inside the capsule, which proved they'd actually faked that shot.
Yeah, I remember quite a few of the different details when I've been researching in the past. One of them is the shadows, especially when when the photographs were taken, you would see shadows veering off into different directions, which didn't correlate with the light source at the time. There was also the images you could see where the crosshairs that were imprinted over the photos from the shots would be distorted, or the crosshair would be slightly missing. I did remember looking at the photos where the backgrounds, the sort of craters in the hillside, were exactly the same in different days. So yeah, there's absolutely loads of information that would make anyone who firmly believes they're watching the moon landing on TV sort of, you know, put a little doubt into their mind.
Well, I'd be interested to see what Brad has to say next week. As I say, he's my guest on next week's program, so we're going to be very keen to talk to him. And having now watched the DVD, it's certainly a subject that I'm extremely interested in, and I shall follow that one very, very closely. Now, as you probably know, I always try and persuade people that come on the show to go into the AboveTopSecret.com forums afterwards and discuss with the people in there the questions that they couldn't get onto the show. And that's led, obviously, to David Icke coming into the forum, and last week we had two other guests, I think, that have now joined the forum. So hopefully we'll be able to get Brad in there to talk about the moon hoax, which would be great.
Yeah, that would be good news. I'm sure there's loads of members who'd love to act like vultures and get straight in there with the questions, so I hope he's ready.
I'm sure they would. Right, I'm going to take you on to another theory now. Now, obviously, this one's been big news recently. There's a lawsuit going on in England, as you may know, over the book The Da Vinci Code, which they believe, or they're being accused, Dan Brown's being accused of stealing some of this from a book called The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail. Now, there's mixed theories, some conspiracy theories, some just from research, some just guesswork, I believe, that say the Holy Grail wasn't in fact a cup that contained the blood or the wine of Christ, but was in fact a bloodline. Now, do you have a theory on that?
To be very honest, I don't, I'm afraid. It's not something I followed. I did see the news article saying the lawsuit had been filed, but I've not really followed up any more than that. It's not a subject I've really got into. Me personally, I'm the kind of person who thinks that if you have a big interest in something, you'll get into it and you'll do well with the research and something will come out of it. Whereas me, where I don't follow sort of the paranormal, if I go into it and start researching it, I won't come out any better. So no, unfortunately, I haven't been following the Da Vinci Code.
Well, the difference between you and I is if I go in there and research it, I just don't come out. I get stuck in there and that's it. And my fiance doesn't see me for days. But, I mean, the paranormal has always been a big thing for me. I mean, well, I say always, since I've started researching it, because there are so many questions that are unanswered. And I think, like most scientific approaches to these things, 95% can be rationally and logically explained. But it's the other 5% that intrigues you and gets you hooked.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That's the same way I am with government programs and secrecy surrounding different projects that are carried out. I have just a huge intrigue towards them that I will put all my time into that area, and I feel there's so many unanswered holes I want to try and fill that if I start digging any deeper into something else, I'm not going to come up with anything.
I think the next thing that we've got to move on to, I'm just looking at the clock here now and I'm wary of the fact that we are running short of time, is forum trolls. Now, anyone that runs a forum in any sort of paranormal area, whether it be UFOs, conspiracies, crop circles, ghosts, whatever, gets forum trolls. These are the people that go in there with the full intent of causing problems and being abusive. Now, I've noticed that you handle them very quickly, very swiftly, and you've got a good policing method on ATS. But how much of a problem do these people cause you?
They can be a problem, but I think we've got a good sort of position now where we can root them out very quickly. We have a hugely, I'm trying to think of the word now, a very, very good level of identification by the staff. They can spot one near enough instantly now, and we can remove them. There's usually moderators online 24 hours a day, not individually, but at least someone from the staff. And if we do identify a troll, we'll try and get rid of it as quickly as possible so it doesn't disrupt the rest of the discussions taking place.
Well, I know that I myself have been moderated a couple of times in the forum, but usually by mistake, and I usually get a one-to-one or a one-to-you posting afterwards apologising, and Valhalla was the latest one to apologise to me. So I said, right, that's it. You're going to have to come on my show now. she hasn't agreed yet, but I keep pushing.
Sometimes we can get a bit overzealous, but we simply do that to keep everything clear cut. We want the members visiting and especially the guests visiting for the first time to have the best experience they can. We certainly don't want it to be disrupted by troublemakers or anyone simply coming to the site to cause disruption.
No, I mean, that with a site this size especially, and I mean, I think it's very good that you've got it under control, but yes, it would cause a problem and I think it would scare a lot of people away.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to keep things as pleasant as possible and at the same time weed out the troublemakers so everyone else can get along, discuss exactly what they want without worry from people rubbishing their discussion with nonsense, basically.
Exactly right. Now, what would you like to see happening on ATS in the future? Obviously, the David Icke Forum was a good one. That was a nice one to bring in and something that's going to cause a great deal of traffic, I believe, to the site, which is fantastic. David has such a following. We had an amazing listening audience that night when we had him on the show, which is why we had to expand our bandwidth. But who else would you like to see brought into the site, and what other major projects would you like to see brought into ATS?
Well, at the moment, we would like to get as many conspiracy researchers and theorists brought in as possible. I mean, having David Icke come onto the website, and now that we're hosting his official discussion board, that's brilliant news for us. And also for him, because we already have a huge member base that can speak with him and share their views and obviously communicate between each other. As for the expanse of AboveTopSecret.com, at the moment, we're still expanding the website. It never stops. We're continually expanding it, building it, making it better. The TV show is the huge jump for us, which we're very much looking forward to. And obviously, once that gets on the air, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens from there.
Fantastic. Now, if you could sort of give up the day job, as they say, and do this full time, what do you think your role would be within ATS?
Well, first off, if I could do it, I would absolutely love it. I'd love to spend all my time on the website. My role, I would probably go back to researching and writing articles. I've always enjoyed doing that, but unfortunately, just due to time constraints, I haven't been able to for some time now. But If I could get involved with the website fully, I would still have a management level, but I'd love to get back to writing.
And have you thought about writing a book about the success of ATS and profiling some of the better conspiracy theories and other postings on there?
Possibly. It's something we have discussed and something that has come up and dropped out of the limelight, but we are discussing between the staff and certain members the possibility of creating a book. I cannot honestly say that will happen, but it's something we perhaps would like to get done in the future.
Fantastic. Well, I think looking at the whole situation with ATS, Simon, there's so much potential there. I mean, it's grown in such a way and there's still so much more to come, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. The funny thing with AboveTopSecret.com is it's never stopped growing in terms of our content or in terms of the amount of people that come to the site every month. It's never stopped growing since we started it. So, you know, the sky's the limit. I don't know where it's going to end, if at all, and I certainly hope it doesn't. But as long as the people keep coming and they want more, we'll give it to them.
Well, can I make one request from you right now? I keep getting all these thousands of points awarded to me for all sorts of different things, and I can't find enough ways to spend them. So can you bring in some new things that I can spend them on, please?
We'd certainly like to. At the moment, it's just limited to changing the user's profile on the forums. But in the future, we are looking into bringing in physical rewards, such as ATS merchandise, which is purchasable from the website. But, you know, perhaps we'd like to get that involved in the point system so people can, you know, buy something, a T-shirt, a mouse mat, a coffee mug, something like that in the future.
That would be good. That would be very good. At the moment, I've spent most of my points just lately trying to upgrade my upload limit in the hope that these podcasts will start to work.
After the show, I'll see what I can do for you.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. Well, of course, this is going to be edited down probably over the weekend to a podcast because I've got such demand from people that have not been available this evening to listen to the show saying, will you please make it available as a podcast? So I'm sure we could do that. Now, again, the forum we're talking about, if you're listening and you're not familiar with it, is AboveTopSecret.com. That's AboveTopSecret.com. It's free to join. It's a fantastic website. And if you're like me, you'll spend the next probably week of your life going through all the threads on there, finding out what's what and enjoying it because it is an absolutely amazing place. And Simon, I'd like to thank you very much for being my guest this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And I do hope you will come back and talk to us again on the show.
Yes, sure. It's been fun, Ross. I'll speak to you again, and I'm sure I will be back on your show sometime soon.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Zoink, Scoob! I smell something weird!
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.